a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Imagine this, we're different people, right? Mm. It's Saturday and we're going out together.
Oh,
we're
going to
go
God.
For a morning jog.
Thank God, we're different
right?
people.
And we're
what
in Sydney.
Dream.
We're
yeah.
in Sydney, right?
Oh, okay.
So it's hot and we're working out together.
Are we Sydney people?
Yeah, we're Sydney people. We're Sydney people.
Yes.
Right?
The best people in the world. Just ask us.
You've asked if you can punch a dart on this walk and I'm like, no, that's not us anymore.
Okay.
We've moved on now.
Right.
We're wearing our matching sets and we're walking. And then we're going to go to a cafe called Woodland Cafe in Mascot,
yeah.
Sydney.
Okay.
Whatever.
Cool.
Anyway, they then say, hey, would you like to like eat or drink something? And we're like, yeah, a bit of both maybe. Let's just check the menu. Okay. And then I say to you, you know what? I think I just want a juice. And you're like, oh my God, juice me too, love. And I'm like, all right. So then we look at the menu and it says that juice is $7.
Okay.
Which, and then we both talk about the fact that, hey, remember when juice used to be like
$3,
but now juice $7, that's quite normal, you know, and we pay it willingly. That's fine. One juice each.
Yeah.
I love my juice stacked with ice. I want it extra cold.
Okay.
You're a no ice guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we get the bill and we see that the cafe has charged you a dollar extra for no ice.
Oh, because it's $8 worth of juice.
Yes. So this is the thing.
Oh, no.
So the customer at this cafe has said, oh, what's the deal? Like, you know, even though they have it on the menu, apparently it is written on the menu. No ice, a dollar extra.
Yeah.
Right? And the guy said, what's the deal? Like, you know. And
still.
They're like, well, you know, ice costs restaurants and cafes money. Some have, you know. And then, but the other, this is what people are saying online. Sorry. The restaurant themselves said that juice takes up, for us to give you a full juice, if you don't have ice, we've got to fill it up with
more
juice.
Mills.
And it costs more, right?
Yeah.
And then other people are saying, well, ice costs restaurants money and so extra juice costs restaurants money. So doesn't it kind of just work out in the mix?
Yeah.
Like if I don't take your ice, then you'll put my ice elsewhere and I'll take the extra juice. See, like it doesn't – I can't believe – I know. We know nothing about running a hospitality venue and I really do feel for a lot of people, especially in Geelong, Bellarine, Serko's, who have these businesses and they're struggling, right?
Mm.
And I get it. I get it. Kind of, I guess. But no ice, charging someone a dollar extra. Man, is that ridiculous?
I'm sorry, you're going to have to pardon my French, but these guys are being dicks.
Yeah.
It's a real dickish thing to do.
Yeah.
Charge an extra dollar
for
not having ice.
Yeah.
Just like...
It all works out in the wash, doesn't it?
Yeah. They went to the same seminar as the guys that were charging you the extra dollar to heat up the muffin. Why is it always cafes?
Yeah.
Why is it always cafes?
Yes.
Cowboy cafes.
Cowboy of the industry,
yeah.
Just raise all the prices then.
Well, that's what they're saying. Oh, but then we'd have to charge everyone $8, you know. And all right, charge $8 and then see how much juice you sell your turds. Far out. God, just stink.
It's getting ridiculous. I know. It's getting ridiculous. I know.
You run a business. There are costs involved. Factor them in. Push everything on the consumer. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm really angry.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I just wish that things would stop happening in a bad way, you know? Like... It's just like every day you get up.
Sorry, this is not me being emotional. I've got something in my eye, and so I'm
me
not.
Too.
Yeah.
Me too, Tom.
No, I really do. Stop.
No, I really do as well.
Okay.
It's just like every day you wake up and you're like, what new hell am I going to wake up to today?
It's like every day things to do every day. I'm sick of it.
And you know what? The thing that was getting me through. Was going down to my favourite aisle, the cold aisle, in the supermarket.
Yeah.
And grabbing myself one of Tasmania's finest King Island cheeses.
Oh, okay.
And after 120 years, they're closing. Saputo?
Yeah. Saputo, more
Canadian
like it.
Canadian company that, you know, bought, I mean, good on them, a decade ago, Warrnambool cheese and butter.
Mm.
Saving cheddar cheese and all that.
Yeah.
they've done a strategic review.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, we can't keep King Island Dairy open anymore.
I think they tried to sell it, didn't they? And nobody bought it.
Well, yeah. So they've been in operation since the 1900s. And then one of the, in a very serious
note. So like for easily 25 years.
In a very serious note.
The 1900s.
Since the early
1900s. I was born in the 1900s. Sorry. Did you know that? How old am I?
The early 1900s. I do that. I've done that a couple of times.
Yeah, no, you have.
In a very I hurt my knee. In a very serious note.
Yes.
You know, people are losing jobs.
Yeah.
And that's,
that sucks,
that,
man.
That sucks, especially on an island.
Yeah.
But what about me as well, in a less serious note?
You need the cheese.
Goodbye, Lighthouse Blue Brie. Goodbye, Stokes Point Smoked Cheddar. Goodbye, Half Moon Bay Double Bread. Goodbye, Victoria Cove Smoked Cabin Met. I will remember you.
You're the worst.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Fun fact.
Every Friday, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates. But it is important they think you're smart. So when an opportunity comes around, say for a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Mate, that was amazing.
Oh, my God. Did I just disassociated there.
Yeah, you're like a toddler running downhill.
Wow.
I wasn't sure you were going to get there, but
no,
you did.
No, me either.
Well done.
That's the first time I've heard that spiel for 5 years, listened maybe three times, and once, there you go. I've got
Do you know what? It just goes to prove that when you turn off your brain, you do your best work.
I know. Tell me about it. It's so good. Just switch it right off.
Just open the mouth and go. Some fun facts. Here we go. The British Museum relies on moisture from visitors' breath, speaking of opening your mouth, to increase humidity and stop their wood and bone artifacts from cracking. During the COVID lockdown, some items had to be moved to climate-controlled storage because there wasn't enough breathing going on.
That is a cool fact.
Yeah, clever, hey?
Very clever.
Yeah. Morning people, you and I, are more likely to tell lies in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, I'm asleep.
Night owls tend to lie in the morning, which tells me you're more likely to lie when you're tired.
Yeah.
And I don't think it means lie down.
Oh, okay.
Tell lies, you know what I'm saying? Tell. In the 1920s and 30s, the 1900s, as you referred to it earlier.
Sorry.
Competitive American dance marathons could last up to 5 months. 5 months of the foxtrot.
No.
Doing the Charleston.
No one can dance for 5 months.
You and I could shuffle for 5 months.
Yeah, we could.
Melbourne shuffle.
But without, how could you do that without sustenance?
Help. What do you mean?
I mean water, sleep, toilet. What did you mean?
Nothing. Before fridges were invented, farmers in Finland and Russia would pop a frog in their milk to keep it from spoiling.
That's sad. I don't like it.
I guess the frog swims around and keeps
things
moving.
Yeah, that's great. But
yeah?
I'm not interested
keeps
in facts
fresh,
like that.
Keeps it moving around.
Okay, good.
The term the Mad Hatter never appears in Alice in Wonderland books.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what they call him. No follow-up questions, please.
Oh, wow.
In Italy, Not Another Teen Movie, you remember that one? Not Another Teen Movie, was released as Non è un'altra stupida commedia americana, which means not another stupid American comedy.
That movie, for those who don't know, was a, I want to say this correctly, spoof?
Yep.
On other movies.
Oh, I wouldn't have said on, but yes, of.
Sorry.
It's a spoof of
other like teen
comedy movies.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because I've said the wrong thing before.
No
and
one.
You've always said to me,
yeah,
if you need to take a moment.
Yeah. When in doubt, leave it out, is what I always say to you. Spoof.
Spoof.
Of. It's
spoof
a spoof of. We don't spoof on. All right. Wild Pacific salmon in Canada. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Wild Pacific salmon in Canada are being helped upstream. It's a big job. They got to swim upstream to reproduce. And it's a big stream and it's very steep and there's water going the other way.
Okay.
So it's very hard. So they've built pneumatic tubes, right? Pneumatic tubes. So air pressured tubes, right? That they swim into and then boom, shoot them up.
Oh, I love that
for
them.
So they shoot them up the river.
Oh, they must have so much fun.
It's called a salmon cannon and I have been called worse. Thank God we got through that. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm in love.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.